Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 63 for Monday, July 15th, 2013. As always, I am your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my good buddy slash co-host, Scott Binns.
The on-vacation Scott Binns.
Hey, Scott, how is vacation going?
It's just started, so.
You took time out of your vacation to come on this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Next week is the week I'm not going to be around.
Oh, thanks for the heads up so early in the podcast, as usually it comes in the last 2 minutes.
Or right after we get done recording.
True. See, I went on vacation last week, and you're on vacation this week. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, actually, I might be able to make it next week, but we can hammer that out later.
Let's hammer it out. So, Scott. Yeah, I went down to the shore. That was interesting. And I was I was happy to be down the shore, but then I was also unhappy to not be playing NCAA when it came out.
Yeah.
Couldn't get back to like late Tuesday.
And then I'm also unhappy to no longer be playing NCAA football.
Scott, there's a simple way to rectify that.
Does somebody have $60 for me?
$50 on Amazon now.
Okay, does somebody have $50 for me?
I mean, we can find you $50. I don't know where we would find it from, but
if anyone donates me the money to buy NCAA, I will gladly do it.
Scott will gladly fly to your location and smooch you on the lips.
That might happen, yeah.
All right, that's a little creepy then. hey, Scott.
Yeah.
When does your official vacation kick off, or are we in full swing of your vacation?
Well, as far as work is concerned, I'm on vacation. I'm actually leaving tomorrow, being Tuesday, going to my girlfriend's, and then we're just going to spend the week in Madison. Not terribly exciting, but we're poor, so it's all we can afford.
Beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, home of cheese, I assume.
Well, everywhere's home with cheese in Wisconsin.
Also true. So, Scott, now that you don't have any work, have you been playing video games?
Well, see, I just started the vacation literally like 2-3 hours ago when I got done with work, so.
And you're taking time out of your video game playing to come on this podcast.
And yeah, so that. If you really want, I was playing WWE 13 just before we started.
Excellent. How was that?
I think I reset my universe for the umpteen millionth time, and now I just go with, like, I reset it to like an Attitude Era universe with the current guys that I actually like in it, and I just go through and play matches that I feel like playing and bang through it that way. It's probably the way you should just do it.
Yeah, I don't think I've put that game in since the last time we did something with the game.
Okay, I think online is dead now too.
Is it really?
I keep trying to get online and it doesn't let me, so might be dead.
I remember that the servers went down once THQ folded.
But then they went back up. Like, 2K put them back up, and they were actually a lot better at that point. Yeah. And then now I don't know what happened.
Hmm. Oh, actually, speaking of that, one thing that's not on the rundown. No, we definitely talked about it last week. Ultimate Warriors in the game.
Yeah, the official WWE 2K account has been tweeting out like extreme close-ups of a picture of the Ultimate Warrior. Like, who's this wrestler that everyone knew who it was? Well, I shouldn't say that.
Wasn't he already announced, or no?
Not officially. It was like someone caught like a picture in WWE Magazine.
Oh, right, in that Edge Magazine story, right?
Yeah.
That Edge Magazine.
And so they haven't officially announced him, but they're hinting at him. And actually, I was hoping it would be someone other than the Ultimate Warrior they were talking about, but as the week went on, it's like, oh, you're just talking about the Ultimate Warrior. I know this already. Thanks for nothing.
And some of the pictures kind of looked like it could be Randy Savage, because they showed, like, little tassels.
But we know about him already, too.
Yeah, I know. It's not.
Like, they announced him in the teaser trailer. Other than that, I've been playing Gran Turismo.
How's that going? Scott, you know, you hit me up when we can play this together.
Well, you need to make sure that you have all the stuff installed first.
I mean, that will take 3 to 6 weeks, but I can make that happen.
Exactly. Dude, I keep forgetting to tweet at you like, hey, fire up Gran Turismo sometime this week just to download everything, and then we'll worry about when we're going to play.
All right. My cars are going to be way better than yours, but
probably. It's kind of reaching the point where I might be hitting the wall of the cars are getting harder to control than I am able to control them.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that's going. But it's not quite there yet. And I got to figure out where you buy a truck.
There's
one race in
the store? But well, I can no, give you. I got a pickup truck that I got from my buddy that I can give you if you need.
Yeah, loan it to me. Because that's a thing. You can just like put it online. You can't use it while it's there, but I can use it while it's there. And then when I'm done, I can just say, hey, you can take your truck back.
Yeah, I think. I don't even know how my friend got it before he gave it to me.
But yeah, it's like I can't find. I you know, don't search like the used cars every day or the online stuff every day. But there's one race series in the amateur. I think you're at the second level of A spec races where you need a truck.
Right.
Like, you can't buy it. There's no new trucks in the store. But
yeah, I think you could only get like a used truck randomly.
Yeah. That and Mario Golf I've gotten back into this week on the N64.
Oh, thanks. How is that going?
On
the N64?
On the Wii, actually.
Oh, come on, Scott. Hook up the N64. See what we got.
I know. Well, now, here's the thing. The reason I started playing it on the Wii is because I bought a replacement joystick for my N64 controllers, or for one of them, to see if it worked out. And it works out really well. And Mario Golf was like, oh, I should pick that game up again. But my N64 is sitting over at my friend's house where I can't get at it. So I was playing it on the Virtual Console.
In his basement?
Yeah, that guy.
Where he games?
Yes, yes.
So he would be a basement gamer if you would try to put it into words.
Yeah.
But
that's why I've been playing it on the Virtual Console, which actually might still be my favorite place to play it, just because it actually looks nice, and although the controller is no longer an issue because this replacement joystick is awesome, I don't know. Well, and the Wii is here and hooked up to my TV, so. But that game is difficult. I'm stuck right now in the get character mode. How crazy is this? You have to unlock Mario.
That seems... Is he like a super master boss?
No, not really.
All right.
I mean, as you unlock characters, they do get, you know, they have more distance on their drives. But
is he like the best?
No, he's not the best. I think Metal Mario is the best. They're sure. like infamously the best. And I should say you have to unlock him for single player mode. If you go into multiplayer mode, he's there.
Nice there. Well, because, you know, Mike Tyson's Punch Out. You didn't get to be Mike Tyson.
Well, you never. Yeah, the goal was to beat Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
You're lying, Scott.
Why am I lying?
How did your series with the Dodgers go?
Oh yeah.
Oh, TSU Triple Play. Always forgetting about these things, Scott.
Yeah. We only played one game. I won like 1-0.
Why are you simming? I'm going to throw you out of the league if you keep simming.
Because Brad was going on vacation.
Oh, Scott. Vacations are meant to be video game playing times.
Well, I'm going out of town. I'm spending time with my girlfriend. I don't get to do that enough.
Yeah, now Oakland is mad at you.
No, it's more because I didn't give him any warning.
Yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure we could have played even if he had warning, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but in The Sims, we split each of those, one each, so. Two varying scores.
I successfully swept the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
You are really good at this game, and I don't know why.
Hey, man. It's funny. The first game, I was down like 5-1, and I ended up winning 8-6. Second game was a blowout, 8-1. Third game was a blowout. I was up like 9-2, and I ended up winning 10-9 in extra innings. But it's stupid. What's his name? Who's that guy I don't like on my team? Dan Haran. What am I now? Two losses?
Something like 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'm 13-2, and he's 2 of my losses. It's like ridiculous. Also, the CPU is still over 500, and the Yankees are now 9-6.
Yeah, well, the CPU had to play each other this week now, or this last advance, so.
Huh. I wonder how that worked out.
Yeah, I forgot to look.
I can tell you right now, Tigers, Philly won 2 games.
All right.
Interesting. But yeah, that's all of MLB I've played. I need to play more of my true 162. I've realized playing 162 games is really dumb. Because I have not... I mean, maybe it's just I play too many video games, but I haven't had a lot of time to play my Road to the Shows.
Yeah, I've slowed down on the show, too. And even though I tried picking it up every now and then, and it's like, I want to play Gran Turismo, or I want to play WWE. Like, all of a sudden, I feel like I want to play something else. Or golf. Like, all of a sudden, I'm getting into golf.
Well, there's a Tiger Woods.
But not Tiger Woods.
That's supposed to be pretty good that we might want to hop back into.
Hmm?
There's a Tiger Woods game out there that we both have that's probably pretty good.
Yeah, it is really good. That's the sad part.
Actually, supposedly they put some patch out that really screwed up stuff.
Oh, yeah. I honestly don't think I've touched it since then.
I don't know what the patch screwed up, but it's because I haven't.
Where's
really
Dr. Ken when we need him? Because I guess he still plays.
Where's he to complain about us talking about wrestling and not enough Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, you know what game I did get this week that I have not played because I have only installed it so far?
What game is that?
Tour de France 2013.
That's a video game?
The sim bike racing game brought to you by the guys that make PC Cycling Manager.
I didn't even know these were things.
Well, I think it's actually called PC Cycling Manager. Of course, my Google wants to just Google randomly when I'm typing in letters.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's called PC Cycling Manager. Or no, Pro Cycling Manager. You know, it's like one of those management games. Kind of like Out of the Park Baseball and Premier League Manager, or whatever
Football
they call
Manager.
That. Yeah. It's like all that, but there's one for bike racing. And this year they put out a sim-style bike racing game as well. So, I have it installed, but I haven't had a chance to take a look at it yet.
All right,
I'm actually kind of interested.
Come back to us next week, then.
No, I will come back to you right now with still no idea of what's going on. But it looks really good from the screenshots I've seen. And you know me, I'm always a sucker for a new and interesting sport game.
Okay.
Which reminds me, I still got to find out when cricket is coming out, because that thing got delayed to July. And we're in the middle of July, so.
Oh, speaking of games coming out or not coming out, I did learn, it was apparently announced somewhere in the middle of June, but I missed it. Mario Golf on the 3DS has been delayed to 2014.
I am
sad.
I still need to pick up the 3DS because...
You want to play Pokemon in October.
Pokemon is coming quick, right? So I'm going to have a PS4 and, like, a game to play on it. So do I want a 3DS with... A game to play on it. But other than that...
Depends how much you want that game.
I mean, a lot. I still don't... I have to double check to see if I actually beat the other one. I know I made it to the Elite Four or whatever they are. Elite Four. Maybe Six. I'm not sure. There was a lot of them. I don't remember if I beat them or not, though.
Well, it's like the Elite Four and then you have to beat your rival. Isn't that usually how it works?
Yeah, something like that. I thought me and my rival were, like, teamed up this time. I don't remember much.
I don't know. I thought, like, the basic storyline to every Pokemon game was the same, so...
And I feel like it ends, like, three times. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings, where, like, it ends, and then you have to go do more fighting for no apparent reason or something. But I gotta look at that. I think I beat it. I could be wrong, though. And other than that, I've been playing a bunch of this college football game that came out. I don't know if you've heard of it. NCAA Football 14.
I have. I haven't been playing any of it since Monday.
I know, that's sad. Yeah. And in that, all I've really done is Ultimate Team. I did set up the TSG Triple Option League, so.
Do you have actual named rosters already?
Yeah. I don't know how many people are actually named in it. I don't think it was everybody.
Oh, but everybody who matters?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the
big schools?
Yeah, I have the ones that Pasta Padre has, which he got from someone. I don't... Scott, there's a lot of things that I don't like about video games sometimes.
Like what?
Like when you go to get your MLB rosters.
Right.
From the roster share.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you all the rosters that everyone's ever uploaded, right?
Right.
And how many downloads they have.
Right.
And a rating of that.
Yes.
In this, you just put in a person's gamer tag.
Oh, yeah. And you get them.
Yeah. And you have no idea if they're good or not, if the community thinks they're good. I mean, you just kind of got to hope.
Yeah. I still think that NCAA is trying to keep that somewhat under the radar.
Yeah, but isn't that thing... no, Madden just added it now, right?
Yeah, but Madden, I don't think it matters as much because they can use the real players anyway.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the feature exists in NCAA almost exclusively to get named rosters into the game.
True. That is true.
That's why it's like, you can download this person's rosters. We can't tell you what they are, but you can download them.
Yeah. I don't know. MLB The Show does it really good, though.
It does, and hopefully Madden does it the same, too, although at the same time, it being in Madden, while it's certainly a cool feature to have, I don't see it being, it doesn't have the point like it does in NCAA, either.
Yeah. Oh, other semi-big news. I am really disappointed. Something happened with the licensing of the game guide for NCAA, so it's not coming out this year.
Oh.
So okay. I have no idea who to be. So all I do is bother... S. Gibbs and Madden Bible all day, asking them questions. I kind of feel bad about it.
Who are you in the Triple Option League?
I'm going to be the University of Miami.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that works out well. That was a recommendation from S. Gibbs. So.
Yeah, see, if I got the game, if I joined, is anyone Wisconsin?
I want to say no, though in my other league that I'm in, I play Wisconsin in the first week.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. I am a school that I can't think of the name of.
Yeah, I've got a tier.
Oh, you know who I am, Scott?
Who are you?
Cock Tornadoes ride again. South Carolina Gamecocks. I'm excited for that. Because I have that guy that blows up people.
Yeah, as much as I don't care about Wisconsin football that much, you know, like, if they do good, good for them. If they're in the Rose Bowl, I might watch it. If they're, like, in the big game, I might watch it. But I would, you know, I'll be Wisconsin in when I'm playing NCAA, so. Mm. On Wisconsin.
Okay. All right, Scott. Yeah, I think that's all I've been playing. A lot of Plants vs. Zombies on my phone. I think I have an addiction. You want to talk about the little bit of news that actually came out this week?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah, I think there's like literally four tabs open for me right now. And I think two
some of this isn't even news. It's just stuff.
Yeah. NHL 14 will include a 20th anniversary mode with NHL 94 stuff, if that's cool for you.
All right. What they're doing, which is basically NHL 13, which is basically NHL 14 arcade mode. Mm-hmm. You know, that.
And you get the little star under your players, the old school graphics package.
When it's not old school graphics. It's old school overlays.
Yeah.
And music.
It's literally NHL 14 with blue ice, the star under your guy.
And really blocky text.
Yeah. Which, you know what? What was it? I think 5 years ago they came out. Was it 5 years? Somewhere.
NHL 06?
Something like that. When they actually had, like, NHL 94 as an option to play in the game.
Yeah.
Which, that was fun for, like, 3 minutes. But I feel like this could be more fun because you're actually using, like, the real gameplay of NHL 14.
I don't know. I think if you want to, like, throw back to the 20th anniversary of NHL 94, just put a ROM of NHL 94 on the disc.
Yeah, but that's only fun for a couple minutes.
Is this going to be fun for more than a couple minutes? I mean, you can't even play it online or anything.
Look, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't get excited when I heard the noise of people getting checked. Because that literally brought me back, like, in a heartbeat.
So this could just be arcade mode, and it would be virtually the same thing.
Right. I wish they would put it online as, like, a...
Yeah.
A way to play online.
Yeah, that would probably make me... I'd at least play it that way. You know, maybe I'll take it over to Basement Gamer's house and we'll play it that way. Or we might just pull out NHL 94 and play that instead. Yeah.
I actually wish they, like, some of the stuff was just, like, options you could have in the regular game.
Like blue eyes?
Like, just having blue eyes.
And stars just, under your players?
Like, why can't you just have stars under your players? I don't understand.
Like the goofy retro filter in NBA Jam? It just, like, pixelates everything?
Yeah. I'd be down for that. Because I want the stars and I want those noises. But, I mean, I guess I kind of want fouls and stuff, and offsides and stuff. But, hey.
Well, and NHL 94 had rules.
Yeah.
It's like, no rules isn't an NHL 94 thing. It's just, it's arcade mode.
And I would kind of want the NHL 94 rosters.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's just the name, the numbers. Because I used to dominate with the Bruins back then. I used to break glasses all the time. As long as glass breaks much more frequently in the NHL 94 mode...
As it should.
Then I will be excited.
Yeah. I think I want arcade mode, and then... No, then I just want Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
Oh my god, that's... The N64 one?
Yeah.
Is there only an N64 one?
I think there were two of them, and the second one was also on the PlayStation.
I had it on the N64, let me tell you. That may have been the greatest hockey game ever made.
That's when I got it. That's when I should try and track down.
I had Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey 98.
Yeah, that one was also on PlayStation.
I think it was 98. I don't know. It's in a box somewhere around here. I could probably look for it. The sequel to Wayne Gretzky's 3D. No, I had Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey. Not 98. Okay. I don't know. These both have boxes. I remember the goalie would become a brick wall. So whichever game that is.
Yeah.
Probably both of them. Moving right along...
Yes, let's move along.
Madden... EA put some screenshots out of Madden current gen that people are comparing to the next gen. And they both look really good, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta say, like...
If you told me these current gen pictures were the next gen pictures, I'd be like, well, alright.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look really close to spot the differences, which is awesome. like if you look, and here I dislike describing pictures on an audio podcast, but there's a shadow on his arm in the current Gen 1 that's a little pixelated. That's like the only glaring thing to me that sticks out as old.
And also, are these really next Gen 1s? Like, are these next Gen 1s like off the consoles?
Yeah.
Or are they like off the PC that is built to be like the console?
Yeah, there's that too.
So
I don't like any of this stuff until I can see it in action.
Yeah. So we need to see this stuff in action. When is that coming out? September?
August 27th.
Excellent. That reminds me, I need to check my season ticket preview to see when that comes up. Sticking with football, Marco
DiVaio?
Marco DiVaio? I'll take that.
Yeah.
He has been put on the MLS All-Star team thanks to your goals in FIFA 13.
How many goals did he have?
He had, or people had scored 73,838 goals with him during the time.
All right.
July 3rd to July 10th.
All right. Who was in second, and how many did they have?
Sweet Robbie Keane from the Los Angeles Galaxy had over 69,000 goals.
All right. So it was close, I would say, comparatively, anyway.
There was a total of 488,000 goals. That's almost like 500,000.
Wow.
Between the 26 qualifying players. And displaying just how dominant these two were compared to the rest of the pack. What did we say his name was? DiVaio? Sure. DiVaio and Keane accounted for 29% of all the goals during the promotion. And let me tell you how you can tell that the MLS is not good. Their All-Star game takes place between their All-Star team and a team from Italy. Not like an All-Star team from Italy. Just a regular team from Italy.
Didn't they play, like, Manchester United a year or two ago?
They did play someone.
Or some, you know, Premier League team, I want to say it was.
Yeah, they don't, like, I guess there's not enough teams to have two All-Star teams.
How can you not? You can't split the talent in the league in half?
I mean, no. Last year they played Chelsea and...
Chelsea, that was it.
The two previous years they had played Manchester United.
Okay, I wasn't making that up then.
And in those 2 years against Manchester United, they lost a combined 9-2.
Wow.
They did beat Chelsea 3-2, though.
Oh, they beat Chelsea. All right.
I mean, I can't pull it up. Maybe I can. I wonder if Chelsea played their real team. Questionable.
Or did they bring, like, the B team?
Yeah. No, it looks like they played their real team.
Okay.
Well, Eden Hazard didn't start. Florent Malouda didn't start. You don't know any of these names.
No, I don't. Was it mostly their A team?
I mean, it looks like it, kind of.
All right.
I guess Torres didn't even go. I mean, but the problem is, this is the MLS All-Star. The MLS All-Star game takes place during the season, right?
I think so.
And Premier League's already been over for a couple months. And I think they start next month, or they start soon.
So it's like, hey, European team, you're not doing anything. Yeah. Come play us.
It's like the World Baseball Classic.
Kind of, except that's like to kick off the season.
Yeah, but I think Japan has just finished, or Japan finishes like a month before it.
All right.
And all those other countries don't really play baseball.
All right.
Okay. What else we got here? LeBron James, cover athlete of NBA 2K14, is not only the cover athlete, Scott.
Is he the executive producer?
I mean, I don't think they gave him that title.
So he's not, but it sounds like he's this year's Jay-Z.
He is essentially this year's Jay-Z. Though I think Jay-Z had something to do.
Didn't Jay-Z also, like, design the menus last year?
I think they said something.
Soundtrack
like
and design the menus.
Yeah. But, this year LeBron James is choosing the NBA 2K14 soundtrack. And guess what, Scott? There's a few spots left over, and, you can send him tweets and Instagram posts saying what song you want in NBA 2K14.
Okay, so you can tweet at LeBron James to try and get the song you want into NBA 2K14.
Scott, you can tweet at King James, because...
Like, I know LeBron James' Twitter handle.
Scott, I know
you probably... I probably did, but anyway.
Probably did. But yeah, I mean, I feel like they're all these companies are saving a little money on like their I mean, like, their creative departments? Like, you, how do you not have a guy that can pick, like, 10 songs to put into a video game?
Yeah, we could just... We're already paying... Well, why not? We're already paying LeBron James, you know, how much money, so...
I mean, I feel like they're farming out a lot of stuff. Hey, we don't know who to put on the cover, so why don't you just tell us who to put on the cover?
But I would still think that they've got to have some sort of deal in place with when they do those cover votes with all those players.
Yeah, and with all these songs, the top song can get 900 million votes, but if they can't sign the deal with it, it's not going to be in the game.
Right, right.
So you can pick any song you want, but if 2K can't get the deal, it's not like they're going to go out of their way and sign a terrible deal because everybody voted the song in. You will not know what song made it in until they sign the deals. But
maybe not even until the game is released, or the soundtrack is released anyway.
No. Which, that will be a great episode where we just do a pick'em of the soundtrack of NBA 2K14.
Oh, can I be sick that day?
I'm already excited. I might try to get some sound clips.
Oh, God.
Then I would have to figure out how to play that back over a Skype call, and that sounds like a lot of work. Scott Binns.
What have I done?
Believe it or not, that's all the news for this week.
Yeah, that's everything. NCAA came out. That's about it.
It's a really good game. A lot of people are talking about it on the Twitters, but that much is because I follow a lot of people that play sports video games, like NCAA football. My rage, I've been raging. Because
sorry about that.
Hey, if you got a cough, Scott, you let it out. I've been raging about this whole Ultimate Team thing because remember all that stuff that we talked about that was kind of bad in Ultimate Team? It's like
still there,
and I've never really dove into a football Ultimate Team or any Ultimate Team other than FIFA. And when you do that, you realize FIFA does everything right and everything else does it really piss poorly.
Yeah, I have to agree there. That's one of my... I don't remember if we talked about this a lot last week, but one of the reasons I don't play Madden Ultimate Team that much is just a lot of design choices that are stupid.
Yeah.
This
whole collections thing?
Yeah.
Like, annoys me. Pretty much everything with a collection.
Yeah, like, I don't even bother with that.
Like, they have, like, weekly collections, which I guess are okay. But that means I have to keep all these really, like, crappy cards. Because, like, right now it's a bunch of bronze QBs, bronze wide receivers.
Oh.
And silver stuff. But it's like, there's no reason to have those guys on your team other than those collections. Because it's not like you can have multiple teams.
I mean, you could in Madden. They added that in the middle of the year, I think.
Well, hopefully they add that here. Because, I mean, there's no point to having those guys except for those collections.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even bother with them.
I mean, I say that as I am currently bidding on a Darren McFadden award card. He's a 96 halfback with 96 speed, 94 agility, and 97 acceleration. It's a pretty legit card. But it's like, I mean, everything you have to do takes like 10 steps.
Yeah. I can't speak for NCAA, but it sounds like it's the same. But in Madden, if you wanted to sell a card that is in your, you know, your reserve pile, like, you know, let's say you drew a really good, like, let's say I drew like a Aaron Rodgers, but I've already got an Aaron Rodgers, and he's got a buttload of contracts, so I don't need another Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of Andrew Lucks.
Okay.
I've had like 4 of them.
So I have to send that Aaron Rodgers to my reserve pile.
Because normally you will play with a full team, right?
Right, right. Well, and that's just it. I can't just pull him off from the reserve pile and auction him off. I have to put him in my active roster and then pull him out of my active roster. Which means if my roster is full, I have to pull someone out of my active roster, throw them into my reserve pile for no other reason than to pull Aaron Rodgers out and into my active roster, then put him up on the auction block, and then pull the player that I had pulled out back in. It's just a needless number of steps. Like, why can't I just pull him out of the reserve pile?
Yep. I mean, it's just like, that stuff's frustrating. Especially because they want you to do these collections. And the only way to know if you have the card for the collection is to put them into your collection pile.
Your collection pending pile.
Right. Which is, you take them out of reserves, put them into active, then put them to the collections pile. Which you can only have 10 cards in. Some of these things are 14-card collections.
So even if you had them all, you have to do at least two steps.
And, I mean, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, it's stupid and needs to change if they want people to play. Well, if they want me to play Ultimate Team. I guess enough people play Ultimate Team as it is, but...
And, like, the default amount of time, like, an auction goes up is for, like, a day. So some of these guys are on the auction, but you can go up to, like, 3 days, I think.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to get a guy, you might be bidding on a guy that's not done for 3 days.
Yeah, there's no point unless the auction is ending soon. I mean...
I think the FIFA max is a day.
I think the only reason you want to do a 3-day auction is for, like, some uber-rare card.
But then you put them up at high prices. And
I know, see, you put
you know, the problem up. Is, and they charge you, like, 50 coin per auction that you do. It's just, I don't get it. And in FIFA, when you get down to, like, the end of the auction, it'll say, like, 56 seconds left.
Oh, yeah, it'll count down specifically. NHL's the same way.
Right now, I'm looking at one, it just says -1 minute.
So, you're saying it ended a minute ago, you think?
I mean, oh, no, not negative, my bad. Less than 1 minute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And now it's over, even though I was trying to bid, but I couldn't because the auction has now expired. And every time I tried to go into it, you can't bid more than, like, the next 50 up or something.
Mm.
And in FIFA, when you get down to, like, the last 15 seconds, if someone bids within the last 15 seconds, the clock restarts to 15. And, like, I just lost this. I didn't win this Darren McFadden. I have no idea how much it sold for. Like, that would be nice to know. Because then I would know, well, this is the price that Darren McFadden cards go for.
Yeah. Madden Ultimate Team, or, well, we'll just call it Football Ultimate Team. And maybe it'll be better in Madden 25, but it is a mess.
Yeah, Madden 25 has some of that stuff where, at least, from what I remember hearing, when you do the...
best lineup?
Yeah, when you do the best lineup thing, it will pull from your reserves.
Yeah, and it'll reshuffle everything. So I'm hoping that along with that, I can also just auction cards. You can put cards into auction from my reserves. That right there would probably make me play Ultimate Team a little bit more than I already do.
And then some of the stuff that's like... Some of the best lineup stuff is weird, where, like, I have a... If I hit best lineup, my left guard is an 82. But I have three left tackles on my bench that are all way better than him.
Oh, yeah.
Left guard.
Yeah, I think that's the one problem with the best lineup, is that it will put the best player at their given position and not account for...
Right.
Players who could play other positions. Like,
but here's what's weird, is I'm pretty positive this Terrell Suggs card I have is a right outside linebacker, and they moved him to right end. So, I could be crazy.
I'm now confused beyond belief.
Hold on, let me just double check this. Right outside linebacker, and super high rating would be Terrell Suggs. That says he's right end. I don't know. I don't know, Scott.
Well, never mind then.
This is just... And then things, like, don't update. Like, I lost that Darren McFadden auction, but my coins are still missing until I back out, like, all the way out of Ultimate Team, go back in, and then my coins are back.
Mm.
It's just a lot of stuff.
It's a mess. It's a mess. It always has been.
I wrote a bunch of this stuff on a post I did for underthecode.com, but... So if you want to read even more of my stuff... Oh, like, you can't trade players?
Yeah, I don't think you could in Madden either.
I don't think you can even see who you're buying it from.
It's just there.
Yeah. So, like, what we've had to do, who is it? Friend of the show at WhiteHippo24 gave me a couple cards that I needed for these the Heisman collections that I've been doing, because I got what did I need? I needed an Alabama Crimson Tide nickname card that he had. So, to do it, what we had to do was, we got into an Xbox Live party. He said, yo, I'm putting this up for sale right now. Are you ready? I said, yes. So we put it up for $1,000. I went, I hit. The one good thing is, there's a, in the searching on the auction, you can search, like, just your friends' auctions.
Oh, yeah. So it's easy to find.
So it's kind of easy to find. I mean, unless you have a bunch of friends that are all doing the stuff, and then it becomes not easy to find.
Right.
But, I mean, so that wasn't that bad. Then you can't play your friends. You also don't know who you're playing.
Like you don't even get their name?
Nope, you just get whatever school they chose as their school when they started Ultimate Team.
Wow.
I don't think you can change that either. And there's one other thing. Oh, it also doesn't show you what their team is. I looked, there's no button to see what your team is. I think you can select their top three players, maybe. But like FIFA, before the game, you get their full lineup and who's on their bench.
Yeah, and in Madden you can do that too. You can like press left trigger and it'll show you their depth chart or something.
I mean, or even when you're playing online, just show me that little presentation thing they do at the beginning of games. Where it's like, here's their defensive line, here's their offensive line. I mean, just... I don't know.
Yeah, I was considering renting the game just to check out Ultimate Team. I think I will pass on that now.
Don't get me wrong, it's really fun. And my team's sick. But...
I don't think I would have fun with it.
I mean, it's fun to play online. The solo challenges all seem like a little too easy. Like, I've already played, what, 1, 2, 3...
I don't think I've ever played any Ultimate Team mode offline. Like, it doesn't seem like the point to me.
I've played, like, 15 offline games, and they've all been, like, varsity difficulty or lower.
Ugh.
So it's like, I score a touchdown, and then I just kind of run up the clock because they're not going to score on me again. But I am 10-4 online, so I'm wrecking people, but...
I believe that's my record across the entirety of Madden 25 Ultimate Team.
I give you credit because I don't think I had played 14 games in Ultimate Team. I won the Season 1 championship also. Hmm. So I'm excited about that. Though Seasons mode is dope. I like that.
Oh yeah, that's the one great thing coming to everything, it seems.
Yeah, but I really wish they had like the squads like FIFA has, so I could make like an all-SEC team. Or an all team from guys from Florida. Because in some of the offline challenges, you're playing teams made up of all these players went to Miami. Or all these players played in Florida. It's like, okay, let me have a squad of guys to challenge them, like beat them at their own game.
I want to do that. Fine, here comes my all-Texas team.
Yeah. I mean, it's just frustrating. Other than that, the game plays amazingly.
It does. You don't have to tell me that again.
I mean, the running is beautiful. The pass, like, I can't believe how good the passing is.
Yeah.
Like, the accuracy some of these throws we're having. Just because I know I have a good, accurate quarterback. I can make good passes, and I'm running a lot of, flag routes, where the guy runs out and then cuts, like, towards the flag, I guess.
Sure, I don't know the technical names of routes in football.
Then you gotta, like, lob it over the cornerback and drop it into the hands of the wide receiver. I mean, those are beautiful. And it's not a trick to do that anymore. You just kind of throw it and it knows that's the way it should go.
That's good.
And, I mean...
I know, I think some of the reviews said that maybe the new running game is a little overpowered. I might tend to agree with that.
Yeah. Especially some of the option stuff. Like, if you make the read right... Most likely you're going to get 5-7 yards.
Yeah, it's like 100% of the time that will work.
Yeah.
If you make the read right, I should say.
I mean, unless they run a defensive play that's, like, perfect for that. Like, if you run a shovel option and they have three guys coming off the side, one guarding each person.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think maybe one time I had one where I made the read right, but, oh, look, here comes the linebacker to destroy my halfback anyway.
Right. Like, if there's a guy playing, like, doing a QB spy, and the guy runs for the guy that you're going to pitch to, you're not going to have a chance. But it's just a little weird. But diving into Dynasty, haven't really done any of the recruiting stuff in there yet. But
yeah. Oh, it was funny. I had someone who started sending me Xbox Live messages. Mm-hmm. I left my online Dynasty out there. Now there's people joining it and wondering why it's not advancing.
You should advance it, Scott. You should run the Dynasty.
Like I said, I don't think I can get past a certain point in the... And why would you join a Dynasty that's like... In like the middle end of the season.
I mean, I don't know. But you know, see, it just frustrates me. Like, if I would be way more excited for the single player dynasties, not single player dynasties, the single player, what's that stupid word they use in Madden now?
Career? Franchise?
No. connected career.
Oh, right.
I would be way more interested in a single-player connected career in NCAA because you're all racing for the Heisman.
Right.
But you can't do that. Just saying. Though I did have a halfback last year. I did have a halfback last year win the Heisman.
That's cool. So I thought you were going to say something about how you can't bring that guy into Madden when you get done.
Yeah, we still got to play with that and see what we can do with that weird stuff.
Oh yeah, the potential where you could make him a rookie and bring him up that way, and then anyway. Right.
I mean, I don't know. And though I do remember Mike Cusick saying something on Press Row podcast where if you're doing the dynasty, you can create. This is back to the recruiting thing.
Right.
You can create prospects in an offline dynasty to go into like the prospect pool.
Right.
And even though he was like a bad team, he just like spent all his coin getting them in there. And they were like the two of the best prospects in the prospect pool, and he got them. I know he got one. And I think he was close to getting the second one.
Cool.
But I don't know. Don't get me wrong, though. Way good game.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I don't like what they do in Ultimate Team. Because here's the problem. The game came out
Tuesday.
When this comes out 7 days ago, days ago. 95% of the tweets I see about Ultimate Team are like, yeah, I just need like one or two more cards and I'm good. Or my team's good, maybe I'll upgrade a couple of these spots. But in like FIFA, because of those squads and all those offline squad tournaments, you're always building a new team.
Yeah.
There's no reason to stay still.
Well, now for me, I do it totally differently. Like, I want to put together the best team I can. And I agree, it doesn't seem like there's much of a challenge to do that.
Right. But once you put together your best team, you're done, right? What's the point?
We'll keep playing and try and beat other people's best teams, but...
Yeah, but at some point, don't you get tired of having the same quarterback and the same running back? And
yeah, that's where I wish it was different in that, you know...
I've already been through I've already gone through, like, four quarterbacks.
See, one thing I liked in... when NHL first did Ultimate Team, and they got rid of it, I think, just this year, was players had a limit on the number of games that they could play.
Mm.
Like, they would only play so many games, and then they were done. They retired. That card was dead.
Huh. Yeah, I don't think that's not the case here.
Yeah, and that's... I'm kind of saying I kind of wish that was the case, especially in the college game.
Yeah.
Like, maybe...
Yeah, that makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's... You know, maybe it's a large number of games, but if after, you know, four seasons of eligibility, your card goes away. Or yeah. Then that's when you move it to a collection or something.
Right.
Like, that, to me, that's the way it's supposed to, quote-unquote, work, is use the card, and then when it runs out, you know, when you can't use it anymore for whatever reason, then you move it to your collection, and that's how you try and do, is it's a collection of the players that have been on your team.
Right. I don't know.
That's the way I would like to do it. It just doesn't seem to work that way.
Yeah.
But you're right. Without being able to ever lose players, even if, you know, are there contracts in NCAA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody starts with 25 games, and then there's the 25, 50, and 75 game, contract cards.
It's like adding eligibility, basically.
Yeah.
But why not make it like a real...
Make it like 40 games or something.
Well, and here's the thing. Yeah, like 40 games. But like with these new season things, why not have it where, you know, instead of...
Oh, you get like four seasons with those
guys? You get four seasons. And even if you only use a player like in the last game of the season, that counts as a season.
Mm.
Just to make it a little bit trickier to keep teams together.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it would be really cool.
But at the same time, it would just sort of be, oh, I've played four seasons, now I have to redo my entire team. So maybe it may make it a little bit more interesting. Based on like what year like of the player was,
right? You know, what would be really cool, Scott. Just because I was clicking around my online dynasty stuff.
What would be cool
if somehow I had if these 12 people in this online dynasty would also be the exact same 12 people in a Madden franchise?
Yeah,
because then you can download the draft classes like each year.
Oh, yeah.
If you could kind of keep them, like, in sync.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I think we're hoping that you guys will be done because if it works like it does in the past, you'll actually import the draft class at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it looks like you have to be at the end of the season to export this one. So,
well, right. But you
yeah, maybe we can hook you up with the draft class.
Yeah, hook four string up with the draft class.
That's not a bad idea.
But the thing is, you have to have it ready by the time we're ready to start.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think we're starting tomorrow. I want to have everybody in the league by Monday, ready to go.
All right. So now, granted, you might go faster because there's more CPU games and what have you, but...
Yeah. I think we... Well, we usually advance every week or just when everybody's done. I try to rush people, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're not necessarily as hardcore about, we are advancing on this day, be ready or else.
Yeah, the way we were doing it was we were advancing every Friday.
Okay.
Which, and, I mean, I think you guys advance, what, twice a week or something like that?
That's what we try to do, yeah.
Like Tuesdays and Sundays or something.
There's
like that.
Talk we might calm that down this year, though.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I kind of wish, you know, let's get into a discussion about leagues here a little bit. I kind of wish there was sort of a mix of the MLB options that you have where you could set a time that the league will advance at this time no matter what.
Hmm.
But as a commissioner, you could still delay that if you want, or do it early if you want.
Yeah.
Just to let you be a little bit more hands-off as a commissioner, because I think it would suck if, like, I'd hate to, and NCAA doesn't have this problem, they're getting better at this, but, you know, where I don't have to boot up the game just to go press a button to advance a week.
Right, that's one of the good things. It's weird, because NCAA's website is, like, the best website there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They don't have a website for the Ultimate Team stuff.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But yeah, I like being... You can pretty much do everything on the website. With the recruiting, with the advancing.
Yeah, I think everything except actually just playing your games straight up. You can super sim them, but you can't play them. So in theory, you can sort of play your games, too.
Yeah. So Scott, in theory, you could sort of play your games.
Yeah, you're good point. I could be in your... Dynasty if I rented the game and joined.
Yeah.
I think...
Or, Scott, you know what you could do? You could let me in your Dynasty, give me the commish tools to advance past that thing that you need to advance past, and then I can give it back to you.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to be let into my Dynasty. You can just go find it and join it.
Interesting.
And if I can do that from the web...
That would be pretty interesting.
Just so I could sort of keep playing the game?
Well, yeah, let me know when you hit that wall, and then we can try that.
All right, well, maybe I will take a look at that.
I mean, and all this stuff that I'm complaining about is all, like, nitpicky stuff, because when you get on the field...
Yes, the game is amazing on the field.
I mean...
We talked last week about all the stuff that, you know, NCAA does better than Madden, and has for a while. It's not any different, although I'm hoping Madden gets closer this year.
Yeah, I've been putting up some more videos on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. Like, last night there was a little funny thing where... My safety jumped up for an interception, caught the ball, and then got on my cornerback's shoulders, and my cornerback, like, ran him out of bounds.
Nice.
So, then they called it out of bounds, and not a catch. I was pretty disappointed about that.
Oh.
But I think it was a catch. But you can go watch that video and decide for yourself.
All right.
I'll even send you the link right now. But I'll make sure I post the link somewhere in the show notes here.
I'm not going to watch it right now, I'll tell you that.
No, you should do it, Scott. I'm not going to worry. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, other than that, NCAA is a really good game. And if you don't like Ultimate Team, that's cool, because Ultimate Team is the biggest problem I have with it.
And there's a lot more there besides Ultimate Team.
Yeah. Man, I still haven't even gotten to Road... Like, I haven't gotten deep into Road to Glory yet, which I know I will. I'll have at least two or three guys done probably pretty quick. I think I'm halfway through my high school season with one of my quarterbacks.
NCAA does that so much better than Madden does. Like, you get your specific camera angles. And
And you know what the good thing about NCAA is? It's 4 years and you're done. And you know it's 4 years.
Yeah, it can't be any more than 4 years.
And so...
Because you can't be redshirted, right?
Not... I don't think so, though. I mean, they need to add that. Because I've had... Like, sometimes it's like, hey, I'm gonna go in as a quarterback, but I'm gonna go to this amazing team. That has an amazing quarterback.
Who's a senior.
Right. Like, remember how Madden had it where I think I went to the Packers. They drafted me for some reason.
Right.
And I was starting over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's...
Like, no, I should not be starting over Aaron Rodgers.
No, you shouldn't.
But, yeah, they should add the redshirt thing. That'd be kind of cool. I mean, it would suck for people that don't want to be redshirt, but then you go to a school that you won't redshirt at.
But at the same time, if you do redshirt, like, would you still have to do practices? Maybe it's just like, you redshirted a season. Move on. Go to that season.
Yeah, but you figure you'd still want to do some of the practices, because, you know, once you redshirt, you expect to be a little better the next season, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's really, maybe like maybe redshirting,
it's like a,
you maybe get
it's
like
a risk reward.
Yeah, you get some sort of reward for having to redshirt, yeah. If that makes any sense.
And then it's like, oh, there's 2 weeks left, and the starting quarterback went down. Do you want to give up your redshirt and lose your year of eligibility to play?
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be pretty cool. I know that happened to people. Like, when I was in college, I remember, like, two of the kids, it was, like, some random game, and the coach was like, oh, hey, do you guys want to play? And they're like, no, don't want to lose our redshirt, so
yeah,
we're good. But I don't know. It's a really good game. Just saying. And online has been really good. A lot of people quit on me because I start blowing them out, and it's like, all right.
Someone buy it for me, please.
Yeah. Let's get someone to buy Scott a copy of It's Lifeball. Or just donate it. You don't actually have to buy it for him.
Yeah.
Especially with no online pass this year, it's even better, right?
Exactly. If it had an online pass and someone bought me the game, I'd gladly buy the online pass.
Jesus, Scott. All right. Let's see. I think we got a Twitter question.
Do we have a Twitter question? I have one thing I want to mention outside of Twitter questions, but...
Go ahead, Scott. Mention your mention.
I talked to you about this a little bit. And this is maybe more of a discussion for people to have on Twitter. So the last spot in the Evo tournament going on this past weekend, they'd put it up to a donation vote. And I don't know how many games there were, but the winning game was Super Smash Bros. Melee. And it's a great game. And it donated, you know, they won by having the most money donated. So, you know, it's all right, so it's going to be Super Smash Bros. Well, midway through the week, Nintendo tells Evo, you can't stream Smash Brothers online.
Well, I think Evo asked for permission, right?
Yeah, good point. But at any rate, Nintendo did not give that permission.
But also, Nintendo takes down the game videos on YouTube, right?
I think they take down the monetized
videos. Yeah, they block the monetization. You're right.
Right. So, you know, everyone, Twitter goes nuts. Like, they raised all this money for charity. You're not even going to let them see it. And eventually, within a day, Nintendo, you know, relented and said, okay, you can stream it. But it got me to thinking, what happens if, you know, EA or the NFL or the MLB says you can't stream games online on the 360, or not the 360, on the Xbox One or the PS4? Because, you know, businesses are dumb like that.
I mean, they're probably going to have stuff built in like that.
And it could even be something stupid like the Yankees decide they don't want their games, their quote-unquote games streamed on. I know it's not making a whole lot of sense, but something to think about.
No, I remember there was something like, I think it was the SEC. They didn't want fans putting up a video or taking pictures at football games.
Wow.
And then posting them online.
That's dumb.
It was something ridiculous like
videos,
that.
Videos, sure, but pictures?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know, some stadiums you can't bring, like, really good cameras to.
No, yeah, you can't. Yeah, a lot of stadiums are like that. It's like any camera over a certain, like, lens width.
Mm. I just hope that stuff like Twitch and Ustream, which is going to be on the PS4, I hope they don't do stuff where it's like, hey, so you streamed, like, 1,000 hours last month. So we're going to cap you at, like, 100. But, hey, if you want to pay, like, $20 a month, feel free to stream as much as you want.
Oh, yeah, that's something I don't think they've thought of a whole lot. Because if everyone can stream all of a sudden, I wonder if you'll be limited to how long you can stream at any one time.
Right. Now, I know with Twitch, they have, like, that pro account.
Yeah.
Where, you like, they've added a lot more ads, which kind of sucks. But
Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, so that's fine. But I know Ustream has, like, let me see what this thing says. Because I know I was looking at it yesterday, because I was looking at Ustream to, since I'm going to get the PS4, I figure I might as well figure out Ustream's streaming thing.
Right.
Let's see. For free streaming, you get ad-supported videos, no manual recording, no branding, basic analytics, HD broadcasting, and 10 gigabytes of video storage. But then, like, as you pay, it's like $100 a month, and you get 100 ad-free viewer hours.
Nice.
I don't even know what the hell that means. And unlimited video storage.
Let's say, you know, 100 ad-free viewer hours, that could be 100 people watching for an hour.
Right. That could be, for, like, a lot of people, that could literally be one day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm worried that it's going to end up costing people. And, like, even on, like, the Twitch, when I'm streaming something, and I'm on my dashboard, mm-hmm. like, watching, looking at my own stream to make sure it's good, I get ads there.
Either.
So I don't know. I hope maybe if they do something with the whole Xbox thing, maybe something, you get something free.
Maybe.
Like, maybe on Twitch, you don't see the ads on your own video.
That could be. That would be nice. But, yeah, I don't know. It just got me thinking about the whole streaming future that seems to be incoming. And yeah. Whether more people are going to have problems with that or not. Because I really don't know what Nintendo's problem... Like, that's the thing I really want to know. What was Nintendo's problem with streaming Smash Bros. Melee in the first place?
I think they don't just don't want, like, people cursing over it. I think that's literally their main problem. No, it's not... I'm not
well, fine. Well, so just stream the video with only the game audio.
Yeah, but
I mean, yeah, it's not as
but
nice.
Like Evo. You want to hear the commenters and stuff.
All right, yeah. I you know, with Nintendo, you're probably right. They don't want videos of Smash Brothers online with people swearing over it. You know, heaven forbid the world exists. Yeah.
Which is why if you're gonna watch fighting games, watch Dive Kick. It's way funny to watch.
Yeah, you know, or what, you know, did they not want Evo, like, profiting out of Nintendo characters, which is odd, because I don't think they weren't profiting. They're trying to raise money for charity.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why they do the YouTube thing. They don't want people profiting off their...
No, you know what? I understand that. I get that. You know, I don't... If I put up, you know, a Let's Play Mario 3 video, I'm not trying to make money off of it. Some people were, and I don't blame Nintendo at all for being mad at that. I mean, it's a little jerkish of them, but I understand.
Yeah, I even get little monetization things sometimes when I do NCAA videos. Mm, right. But, I mean, I really don't care, because it's not like I'm making tons of money off NCAA videos.
Yeah.
Usually when there's a warning, I just go and take it off.
Yeah, I think with Nintendo, they certainly don't mind if you do those, but they don't want you making money off of them. And, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got...
It's more bad publicity than anything.
Yeah.
It's more hurting them. It hurts them more to not let people do the stuff they want than it hurts them by having someone curse over a Mario Golf video. I mean... That's just the way.
Yeah, exactly. I think I tweeted at the time. It's like, way to throw out free publicity, Nintendo, especially since they've got a new Smash Brothers game coming out.
Right.
Is that what they're afraid of? Are they afraid people are going to watch the old one and go, "Wow, this game's still really good. I don't need to get the new one."
I mean, that could also be part of it.
I think that's a stupid way to look at it.
Let's see what else we got here. Rich Grisham asks, biggest positive surprise from NCAA 14 and biggest negative surprise.
Yeah, this is more for you. If I think of anything, I'll chime in. But
I mean, the biggest positive surprise has got to be that I was expecting the run game to be better than NCAA last year because of the Infinity Engine, but I'm really surprised at how much better it is than Madden last year.
Oh, and I've got one now too. The blocking.
Yeah,
I am amazed at how awesome the blocking is in NCAA mm-hmm. this year.
And specifically, like, the down-the-field blocking. Like, when you break, when you get, like, a decent-sized
run,
you'll see a wide receiver or a tight end come up and put a block.
You know, maybe they fail, or they just get run over, but they try. And that's the important thing. I hate in Madden when they're there, and it looks like something should happen, but the defender just walks by while the receiver just lets, like, "Hi, how you doing?"
Yeah. Well, anything else? Be it's probably surprise. Like, the cutting is really good for running backs, also, on the left stick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can make a lot better moves than you could before.
Yeah. I think, biggest negative?
Biggest negative? That's a surprise.
I think, even though I'm only basing this on what you've been telling me, I thought Ultimate Team would be more fleshed out and refined than I thought it would be more fleshed out and refined than Madden 13 was, and I think in some cases it's worse.
Yeah.
But really, and maybe recruiting isn't as cool redone as I thought it would be. It's more just about dumping points into guys.
Yeah, I haven't really did one of that, so I can't talk about that.
I haven't either, but that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
So I'll throw that out there as a maybe.
I think my negative, which I had until you started talking,
sorry,
would be that the running seems a little bit overpowered. Like, I felt, there was a couple times I played online where I felt like I could just not stop this guy.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what I do, I can send everybody after him, and I can't stop him. But, maybe that's just me.
I could see that. I know overpowered running is not the only thing. It's not the only place I've heard that from.
Yeah. And it's not that it's, I mean, it is a negative, but it's more of a surprise than a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the same time, even though it is a negative right now, it's also the kind of thing that could still be fixed in this game through patches or tuner updates or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, it's a negative right now, but they could fix it. Unlike Ultimate Team, I don't think they would worry about that as much.
Well, I mean, if they're making good money, maybe they'll think about it.
No, I'd say if they're not making good money, they might think about it.
Well, question. Either way. Other than that, I think that's going to do it for this week, huh, Scott? You know, you can always rate and review us on iTunes. While Scott's on vacation, he's probably going to try to figure out what those do.
I'm not going to be anywhere near iTunes.
I see how it is, Scott. You can also listen to us on the Stitcher Radio app on your smart device. Or online, actually. You can just listen to it online. You know, you can also listen to That Sports Gamer Show on Windows Phone devices.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently there was a problem with it, and I talked to the guy that does, like, there's one guy that works on the Windows Phone podcast app. So, I talked to him on Twitter, and he got that straightened out.
Alright.
What else? You can find me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer, Scott Benz.
At Darth Obvious.
You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. You can give us a comment below this post, or any post on ThatSportsGamer.com, or send us some feedback at feedback. feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. That's one of those email addresses. I don't know if anybody still uses email. what else? Subscribe to my videos on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. Always putting up sports game stuff. Though I do have an awesome Black Ops 2 want to put one up. I went 30-0 on a map.
Okay.
And it was a madness 30-0. I don't know how I went 30-0. There was a lot of just shooting into smoke. And it all seemed to work out well for me.
I did a 20-0 game in Halo once.
Nice. And Halo's a dumb game. I don't understand shooting aliens. That's just my
problem. Well, it was a multiplayer, so I was shooting other guys.
But they were looking like aliens?
Oh, they were looking like Space Marines.
Yeah. Isn't there a game called Space Marine? You could just play that.
See, and that's actually why I like Halo more than the Call of Duty games, because I don't like shooting real people.
See. I understand how many bullets it takes to kill a man. I have no idea how many bullets it takes to kill an alien. I think that's going to do it, Scott. All right, well then, for Scott, I'm TJ, and this has been another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.